USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen this with a hurricane a couple of years ago called Floyd. We saw it last year with Matthew.
That's the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, talking about the rainfall and flooding they're expecting from Hurricane Florence. Mayor Bill Sappho says,
"We've got a lot of concerns here with the flooding, with 40 inches of rain. I can tell you this community is not going to be able to take that. It's going to take us some time to get that water out of here."
Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but forecasters say it's still packing dangerous winds and huge amounts of rainfall. Some parts of the Carolinas could get 40 inches or more between today and Tuesday. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is to vote today on whether to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
In Bakersfield, California, six people are dead, including the gunman, after he shoots three victims at a trucking business late yesterday, including his wife, then goes to a house, shooting a couple there. Then he hijacked a car and then turned the gun on himself when confronted by a deputy. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says they've got a lot of evidence to sift through.
There's numerous crime scenes, 30 people, 30 witnesses that we have. We do have a body cam video from the officer that confronted the suspect.
Fire crews finally gaining some ground on a huge wildfire in Northern California, the Delta Fire, north of Redding. Yesterday, crews were able to push up containment from 5% to 15%. Macy's gearing up for the holidays already, saying it's expecting a very strong holiday shopping season this year. The retailer will be hiring 80,000 more workers to handle holiday sales. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A solar observatory in southern New Mexico has been shut down and evacuated for nearly a week now, but no one's saying exactly why. The Sunspot Observatory in the Sacramento Mountains was closed on the 6th of September for an unspecified security issue, and the FBI is reportedly involved but hasn't commented. The local sheriff claims he saw a Black Hawk helicopter and that the FBI quickly became involved in whatever happened. They've also been secretive, he said, and haven't identified the specific threat even to him. The Me Too movement has a complaint against the Golden Arches people. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
McDonald's employees in 10 states are planning a one-day walkout next week to prompt the company into doing something on the topic of job sexual harassment. Labor lawyer Mary Joyce Carlson has worked with some of the women who filed EEOC complaints.
Unwelcome sexual advances, texting lewd messages, propositioning, grabbing, sexual innuendo, the whole gambit.
And Roseanne Barr's hinting the sleep drug Ambien might have had something to do with that tweet that got her fired from her ABC series. Reports are the comedian shared that during the taping of an interview for the Dr. Oz show recently. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.